After he was released from prison in 2009, Epstein was back to his jet-setting lifestyle, and the new documents offer more evidence that Epstein made it a point to cozy up to some of the richest and most powerful people on the planet, like former Prince Andrew, Woody Allen, Bill Gates, President Bill Clinton, and President Donald J. Trump. All the men have denied any wrongdoing and any knowledge of Epstein's molestation and illegal activities. But with the release of the documents on Friday, a number of prominent men find themselves having to explain the exact nature of their relationship with Epstein. One of the newly released files described Trump Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick allegedly trying to arrange a meal with Epstein at his private island in 2012, writing, "The Sunday evening sound good." A few days later, Epstein's assistant sent Lutnick this message. "Jeffrey wished me to pass along the below to you. Nice seeing you." But Lutnick told the New York Times on Friday, "I spent zero time with him." Late last year, Lutnick said in an interview he had cut off his relationship with Epstein in 2005.
"My wife and I decided that I will never be in the room with that disgusting person ever again."
The list of prominent men who spent time with Epstein and who are caught up in his sordid life story is long. The newly released documents include an FBI slideshow compiled sometime after July 25, 2025, that lists allegations against other wealthy and powerful men tied to Epstein beyond Donald Trump, including convicted sex offender and film producer Harvey Weinstein, billionaire Leon Black, and bank executive Jess Staley. DOJ officials have said that many of the allegations against prominent figures did not come from credible sources, were not corroborated, and none of those men have been charged with crimes connected to Epstein.